There's something about a tiger.
You're trying my patience. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Run, Mowgli, run!
This week marks International Tiger Day, and they certainly need their own day. According to the World Wildlife Fund, there are just 3,900 tigers left in the wild. 95% of the world's tiger population has been lost since the 20th century. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Over 70% of the world's tigers live in India. The tiger is India's national animal, revered, feared, killed. The New York Times recently had a story about a tiger being beaten to death in India.
A crowd encircled the tiger in a jungle clearing and hit it on the face as it lay on its back, groaning. The tiger slowly moved its paws in a futile attempt to block the blows. A disturbing video of the incident resembles a lynching.
But the fascination remains. Recently, I went to the Kolkata Zoo. Zoos can be depressing. But the colonial-era Kolkata Zoo has had a bit of a facelift. It looks cleaner. There are new animals, giraffes, kangaroos, zebras. Though some visitors confuse their zebras and giraffes. But the star attraction is still the tiger enclosure. Is that a tiger? A young man asked me, seeing me photographing something in the big cat enclosure. He was disappointed to find it was a fishing cat. Little children with ice creams were clamoring for a tiger, as were their parents.
Tiger, tiger.
At the tiger enclosure, one tiger, or rather a little bit of one tiger, was visible. She was napping, because at noon on a muggy monsoon day, what else does a Royal Bengal tiger do? One kid pointed her out to another who couldn't see her. A man complained, "When I used to come before, they used to walk around." An elderly woman said, "Oh, they must be old now. They can't even walk." A bored boy demanded to see an ostrich now. On one hand, the tiger is hemmed in by humans gobbling up its habitat. On the other hand, it's hunted by selfie seekers, whose wildlife experience in any of India's tiger sanctuaries is not complete without spotting a tiger. As the new documentary, Counting Tigers, says.
The thrill of watching a tiger in the wild is an experience no one will ever forget.
In the muddy mangrove forests of the Sundarbans, home to the Bengal tiger, guide Ashok Mondol says, you need patience to see any animal.
If you want to see the tiger, definitely, then have to spend so much time and patience also. In Sundarbans, patience must. Continue 3-hour journey, 4 hours, that you didn't see any wildlife. After that, on monitor vision. And maximum the people making a shouting, "Oh, the tiger, what the tiger, nothing tiger." They are taking selfies other and they are talking each other.
We saw saltwater crocodiles, adjutant storks, tiny mud skippers, and a yawning jungle cat. Mondol said he'd seen a tiger swimming through these very waters.
On 26th August, I saw two tigers within 45 minutes. So that is during high tide. 1:30, 1:15 and 1:55.
He had pictures on his phone. I had to be satisfied with pug marks on the muddy shore. While I didn't get to see any tigers outside the zoo, there is apparently some good news for the Indian tiger these days. The tiger census happens every 4 years, says Counting Tigers.
Foresters and scientists will trek across 500,000 square kilometers to collect physical signs of tigers.
It's the biggest wildlife survey undertaken anywhere in the world, with 26,838 camera traps. The results this time, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, should make every Indian, every nature lover, happy.
The results of the just declared tiger census would make every Indian, every nature lover, happy.
India had promised to double its population of tigers by 2022. The census says there are now 2,967 tigers in India. In 2006, there were just 1,411. Yet it does not mean all is tiger burning bright. Even as this census wrapped up, the media is reporting that the hunt for uranium to meet India's nuclear power goals has reached the heart of a tiger reserve in the state of Telangana. A forest advisory committee has recommended it, in principle, because it says the project is of critical importance from the national perspective. A critically important nuclear power project, an endangered animal. Wonder who will burn brighter. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.
তুমি যে ঘরে কে তা জানতো।